Spelling bees have become the last word in 20-something nightlife. NPR's NEDAULABY visited one in an unusual place.
The Warehouse is a performance space in downtown Washington, D.C., with battered plank floors, organic beer at the bar, and a black box theater in back that tonight is incapable of accommodating the hundreds of 20-somethings in straight-leg jeans jamming in to watch a spelling bee.
I was really excited to come and check it out. You know, spelling bees are all the rage, so...
Morgan McLean, age 24, thinks an element of campy nostalgia drives today's spelling bee craze, which includes a rash of movies, documentaries, novels, even a Broadway musical. McLean is among a rather rowdy contingent of fans who came to cheer on one of the 10 spellers lined up on a small stage.
My friend in the third row.
Which one is he?
He's Benjamin Healy, with the glasses, looking a little bit nervous.
In this, the final round of the D.C. Spelling Bee, previous winners are pitted against each other. Ben Healy, an editor at the magazine The Atlantic Monthly, sat near skinny, dreadlocked Ryan Tyloff and the serenely confident Holly Bass, who wore a bee-themed blouse for the occasion.
Welcome to the championship.
Two judges took their places at a table facing the contestants, sweating under the hot stage lights. Nick Pimentel and Juhi Beg use the same words as the Scripps Howard National Spelling Bee, but their approach is more relaxed.
Okay, your word is solipsism.
Similar bees have been held in clubs and galleries from Raleigh, North Carolina to Seattle, Washington. Juhi Beg competed in a Brooklyn bar bee before founding this one.
I just thought it would be a fun, different thing to do to get people to participate and something that wasn't karaoke.
Ben Healy's fans groaned as he misspelled conniption in the very first round. 10 contestants fell to 9, then 8, then 5.
Laticiferous. Laticiferous. Laticiferous.
Formaldehyde. Formaldehyde.
Alliteration. Alliteration.
That's Holly Bass, who cinched her status as an audience favorite with this performance.
My name is Holly B, and you can find me Monday nights at the Spelling Bee. It's where I be and where I do my thing phonetically. Now, I use B three times.
But it was the dreadlocked Ryan Tyloff who methodically demolished the competition. He implacably spelled sousaphone, kaleidoscope, and the name of an extinct dog-like marsupial.
Thylacine. Thylacine.
That's totally correct.
Ryan Tyloff eventually won, rattling off cornucopia. In the aftermath, he stood by the bar, modestly hiding his golden trophy in his backpack, and fended off well-lubricated well-wishers.
Congratulations, even though I thought it's the luck of the draw, but the last round was difficult.
Tyloff says there was one simple element to his success. He loves spelling. He loves words. He was inspired to compete in part because of the 2002 Oscar-nominated documentary, Spellbound.
Who did you root for in that movie?
The Indian kid. The boy. His family reminded me a lot of my family. His dad was a little hard on him, but also very loving and compassionate. And that struck a chord with me.
Tyloff said he looked forward to telling his dad about his D.C. Spelling Bee triumph. Unlike the Scripps Howard National Spelling Bee, which awards a scholarship to its champ, Tyloff won a $25 BARTAB. NEDAULABY, NPR News, Washington.